Hello, Fatima.
Hello, Michael.
How are you on this fine Tuesday afternoon?
I am well, and yourself?
I'm very well. I'm a bit NFT'd up to my eyeballs.
Oh, I can imagine.
I was reading yesterday, I've got a good friend of mine at Harvard, and I was reading the Harvard Business Review, and it was talking about the luxury end of the market, and that 70 to 80% of the luxury market is considered to be at risk with NFTs.
It's just another way of infringement, potentially.
Infringement of what?
Of their intellectual property rights.
And so trademarks and things.
Trademarks, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So do you remember back in the day, we were talking about, there was a case in 1999. What was it called?
Well, I would have been 7.
7 years old?
Yes. I may have been preoccupied with Tom and Jerry.
You were late that day.
Yes.
I think you got in about 20 past nine. Well, I was 1999, that was Prince.
Yes.
And it's a very good Manchester word, 1999. And there was a case, British Telecommunications PLC on One in a Million Limited. 1999, 1WLR903. And it was the chap who's been in the news very much so over the lockdown period. It was Lordship Sumption QC who did the judgment, who has been a big critic of lockdown and the measures that the government took from the outset. And he decided, rightly, that these people who were trying to blackmail established brand owners into buying the domains.
Yes, incorporating their names, yes.
It was a trademark infringement, applying existing laws to existing problems and saying, well, you know, just because Marks and Virgin and Sainsbury's hadn't heard of the domain,
yes,
didn't know about it or stepped through in the underway to buy them, you can't be held to ransom. And so rightly so, irrespective of various individuals who claim that the domains aren't connected to the brand, it's complete nonsense, and it was the right decision.
Yes.
So then we find out just before Christmas that a number of luxury brand owners are now sending out cease and desist letters to various artists.
Yes.
And I say artists loosely.
Yes.
I don't mean it in a rude way, but Mason Rothschild.
Yes.
Who he? That well-known artist.
Yes. Probably best called entrepreneurs, aspiring entrepreneurs.
Well, he was quoted by Yahoo Finance as saying, there's nothing more iconic than the Hermes Birkin bag.
Which is true.
And then said Mr. Rothschild went on to appropriate the Meta Birkin's brand, created and marketed and sold a digital asset.
Yes.
He's put it up on OpenSea.
Yes.
OpenSea is the forum for NFTs,
yeah.
One of the most successful ones. And he's basically gone, ha, 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 come and have a go if you think you're hard enough. And do you know what they did? They did.
Yes.
And they brought a claim because they've been through OpenSea. OpenSea, in accordance with the terms and conditions, rightly went, oh, this is not our fight. We're taking it off the platform.
Yes, with their liability.
Mr. Rothschild, what does he do? Does he learn his lesson? Does
no.
he say, oh, I'm not doing that?
Because there's money to be made.
Yeah. He went to another platform.
Yeah.
I think he went to, I'm not just checking who he went to. He went to a one that's not as well known. Can't see it here, but he went to another platform, and what did the lawyers do? Another cease and desist letter.
Yes.
Off they go again. Rarible. Is that Rarible? Rarible's another NFT platform. They removed on Rarible, but he still wasn't deterred, and finally Hermes decides, you know what, we've had enough, Mr. Rothschild, and brought a claim. So the claim filed early December in the United States District Court, Southern District of New York. It's a trial by jury, and in my view, although I'm not a US lawyer, I think Mr. Rothschild has absolutely no chance of being successful. Any thoughts?
Well, considering that the US tends to be more kind of punitive, when I say that they look to punish.
Yes.
If you're in the wrong, they will find you in the wrong.
Yes.
I mean, it's the chance doesn't seem quite, you know, high for him that he's going to be let off the hook, as it were.
Yeah.
And if you just think about the Hermes brand, even in popular culture, in music,
yeah.
It's such an item of high luxury that if he didn't have a license or permission, I would say, to use their image, he really shouldn't have, because I can imagine, as we can see, that they have the means and will enforce their intellectual property rights.
And if you think it through logically, yes. If anyone was listening to this disagreeing with what I'm saying, if you think it through, you can't have two or three different tiers of what intellectual property is. Either you have a recorded trademark which protects you from that asset, yes. Or you don't.
Yes.
And if you do have an asset that's been registered, and you do have a monopoly, and you have created an individual right, well then that right should be applicable, be it a domain name, be it an NFT,
yes.
Or be it...
Yes.
Whatever.
Exactly.
I can't think of.
I create a bag, you take a photo of the bag, you had no permission to take the photo of the bag, you look to exploit said photo of the bag, you can't do that, I haven't given you permission to do that.
And how old are you now?
Oh, I'm no longer 7, I tell you that.
Fantastic. Fatima, thank you so much, it was lovely to catch up with you, and an article has been posted on the website, which hopefully gives a wee bit of a summary to what we've discussed, and also the link to the actual complaint that was filed by Hermes lawyers. Bye, everybody, and thanks, Fats.
Bye. Thank you.